Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Here on the Chris Miles Money Show, we're here to teach you how to create more freedom, more prosperity right now. Not about saving 20 to 30, 40 years from now or 5,000 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. And one of our greatest treats we have here is going to be our special guest, Ann Webb. Now, before I introduce our guest, I just want to mention here, don't forget to check us out. If you haven't subscribed to us on iTunes, subscribe to our shows. There's lots of great shows that we've had, fantastic guests, and lots of great content that you do not want to miss. Make this part of your daily routine. Make this part of the morning power hours we've talked about before, where you're going and you're using this to increase your knowledge and be able to get on track, especially with your money and with your business. Also, too, make sure you check out our blogs. I just did a great blog here recently that got a lot of attention about retirement is a lie. And so check out some of those blogs as well as events and other things we have going on. All right, so I want to bring a special friend here on the air with us, which her name is Ann Webb. Now, Ann is the creator and the owner of Ideal Life Vision. Now, I first met Ann back in 2008, and I'll tell you, like, this woman is a powerful, amazing woman. That was probably the first thing I could think of, like the first words that were the impression I got when I thought of Ann was, wow, this woman was really powerful. In fact, she kind of scares me a little bit. Like, she's really an amazing woman. And her and I, you know, got to know each other a little bit, but we really didn't get to know each other until the last 2 years. And I'll tell you, the one thing that I love about what she's done, I've had her come to my events several times. She's come to probably about five of my wealth empowerment intensives, maybe more. She's done a fantastic job. People love her. They love what she has to offer. Because, I mean, how many of you have ever set goals? How many of you guys have ever made goals? Maybe even have a vision board. Maybe try to take it to the next level. Now, I've been someone who's set a lot of goals in my life. But I'll tell you that what she does with Ideal Life Vision is goal setting and vision board on freaking steroids. It's amazing. On top of that, it's not only just amazing process, but it really, really works. I attribute a lot of my own personal success because of what Ann teaches in Ideal Life Vision. And I know that Ann's done the same thing too. And as you well know, as you've heard me say with other guests in the past, I do not bring on posers. I do not bring on people that are fake. I do not bring on people that don't walk the walk and talk the talk. And Ann's one of those people is that she really truly lives and breathes and does this and has great success with this. So if you're really wanting to take, you know, not just create goals, but really create a life of your real ideal life, this is where you want to be. And Ann's the person you want to listen to. So Ann, welcome.
Hello, Chris. Thank you. That was a very generous and kind intro. I appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. That's all. It's all 100% true. I probably underplayed a little bit. I could probably do better.
No, it was great. Thank you.
You bet. So, Ann, you know, I mean, obviously, you've been doing this since the late 80s. Is that correct?
Yep. That was when I was introduced to this whole idea, was clear back then. So 25 years. Wow. It's been a while.
It has been. Yeah. So tell us, what was the path? Like, how did you start to learn this? Because this is, I mean, for someone who's been a goal setter in the past, you know, and just set goals and objectives, this is to the nth degree much, much better. You know, tell us the story. How did you get there? And where were you at? Like, where did you start? And then after doing Ideal Life Vision, where did that take you to?
Okay. Yeah, sure. So I come from a goal setting family. You know, my dad was a manager of an insurance company, and so he had to motivate, you know, his agents and you know, setting goals. And he brought that home. I remember as a 5-year-old having my dad give me a yellow legal tablet and telling me to draw pictures or write down my goals for, you know, on New Year's Day for my New Year's resolutions. And that honestly was, that was my goal setting technique for years, up till really till when I got married, of just writing weak and generic goals, you know, on a yellow legal pad, you know, be happy, keep my room clean, lose weight.
So make more money.
That was, yeah, make more money, exactly. That was it. And with, you know, results fared mediocre. When I got married, there was something new that everyone was buzzing about, and that was affirmations. You know, write down these again, weak and generic affirmation type thing. Money flows easily and effortlessly into my life. Stick it on a post-it note and then stick it all over your house and look at it, you know, when you walk past it or read it out loud. And I don't know. I'm not a big fan of affirmations because they never made me rich.
I have the same problem, again, too.
Yeah, just because they're generic, you know, money flows easily and effortlessly. What the heck does that even mean? I don't know. So my next one was one that my dad actually introduced me to that was kind of cool. I mean, and back then he called it the Creed, but he hired the student of Napoleon Hill who wrote the book Think and Grow Rich. And he, and as a result of working with this guy, he called me one day and he's like, look, you know, I've been trying this and you need to try it. And it was this technique of basically, you know, I don't know, writing down your goals as if they had already happened. Okay, so that was the part one, you know, writing them down as if, which, you know, now is a little bit mainstream, but I'm telling you, 25 years ago, people did not write their goals as if they were current reality.
Right.
And I remember, you know, thinking that was a little bit weird, but so I did, and he introduced me to a business idea at the same time. I was trying to make some extra money because things were really, really bad for us financially, really bad. And so my dad knew that. I had tried 5 or 6 different little businesses at home. I had 2 little girls, wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, didn't want to put them in daycare anymore. So I tried these businesses, failed miserably, and now my dad was giving me an idea of selling this Wassel mix. Okay, it's kind of like a powdered cider in a cute little bag. Someone in my neighborhood had sold it, made a lot of money. I'm on the East Coast. He's like, you should do it. You're nowhere near them. And so he gave me these 2 ideas, this goal-setting technique and this business idea, and said, you know, maybe bottom-lined it by saying, look, maybe this will, you know, get you out of where you were. Now, the reason I listened to my dad is because he told me that over the past year, him doing it, he had quadrupled his income, paid his house off in 1 year, and bought a Cadillac cash. Now,
wow.
That was worth listening to. I mean, if you had a client that told you that, you would be like, okay, how'd you do that, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so I went and I did this and I wrote, you know, something that kind of on a typewriter, something that went like this. I have a Wassel business, which of course I didn't. But again, I'm writing it as if. And by December 31st, 1989, I make $20,000 selling 6,000 bags of Wassel at 6 craft shows. So very stating it clear, my action plan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, I make the necessary phone calls and accomplish the tasks that I need to, because I really didn't have any idea what a Wassel business owner did, and it feels incredible to be on top of things financially. Okay, so there's a lot in there. There's like the when, the how, the emotion, the, you know, motivation, all of that's in there. And it was kind of short, and honestly, I look back on that and go, I'm kind of amazed that worked, because my own life vision now is so much longer and much more detailed than that. But then I found out the weird part was now I'm supposed to record it in my own voice, you know, on a cassette tape recorder, because, again, this is the 80s. We didn't have the technology we do now, and with a certain kind of music in the background. So that was kind of weird. So I grabbed my kids' Fisher-Price tape recorder. I record it and start listening to it. And kind of the truth of the matter is as I began listening to it, I did not believe that I could make $20,000. I mean, I'd never made more than $200 in any home business I had tried. So I kind of decided, oh, I don't want to re-record this. It was kind of a pain in the butt. So I'm just going to say $5,000 over my recorded $20,000, thinking that that was a really good solution because I was too lazy to re-record. The thing that's really interesting about this is, you know, after you listen to it for a while, you get really used to it. You know, you start daydreaming. You're not really paying attention because I listen to it every single day. The same thing. Anne's talking about her Wassel business. Now I did it and I created more. I created my spiritual life vision and my health and fitness and my relationship. So it wasn't just about money, but I listened to the same thing every day, started checking out, and instead of saying 5,000, actually my subconscious kept hearing my recorded 20,000. And that's what happened. I ended up making I was short a few hundred, but I made, by listening to that, about $19,500-ish. And was shocked that something that simple could actually work. So the next year, my husband's like, man, that worked. You almost doubled our income. You should, you know, let's make a new one. And so I did. And that year, the next year, I made like $93,000, $94,000. This was like 1990. And in another couple years, our business hit $1 million. So,
wow.
You know, a simple technique that completely transformed my, you know, financial world.
That's incredible. So you went from about $20,000 a year, and that was life, all of a sudden to up to $1 million of business in a matter of, what, 3 to 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah, probably about 4 years, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So it works, is what you're saying.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, yes, it absolutely works. If people, like, really, you know, use the right, let me just kind of nutshell kind of what it is. I mean, because people are like, okay, now what is life vision again? Like, as soon as I tell that story, they're like, okay, now say that again. What did you do? And I'm like, okay, so the pieces are clarity and focus. And so the clarity part is I got really, really crystal clear on what I wanted my ideal life to be like. So hence the business name, Ideal Life Vision, okay? It obviously is a kind of self-explanatory there, but really detailed in the five major areas of your life. Again, spiritual relationships, health and fitness, you know, business and finance, and then personal development. And you just write it as if it's your current reality, even though it may not be. Now, some of it might be, but some of it's not. And with all the details, not just, you know, you're not just putting out this weak and generic affirmation, I make more money, or I'm happy, or I lose 20 pounds or whatever. I mean, it's very detailed on how does it feel? What are the actions I'm taking? By when? What time of the day am I doing this? You know, putting some emotion into what you're writing, and then you turn around and record it in your own voice. And the reason you do that is because your own voice is your most believable voice. It's the one you've heard from the day you were born. You can hear it. You know, I mean, you believe your own voice more than you believe anyone else's. And so there's power in that. And then, and again, you record it for a couple of reasons. One, it's how it gets into the subconscious. You know, that's how it changes the neural pathways in your brain. But there's also the multitasking feature. I mean, my own life vision right now is 13 pages single space typed. If I had to read that every day, do you think I would?
Oh, no. I've tried 5 pages, you know, single space, and I wouldn't even read that every day. It was so hard.
I know. It's just like, oh, no, I'll do it later. I mean, it's just such a hard habit to develop. But the recording of it, it's like you can multitask. You can drive and listen to it. You can exercise and listen to it, you know, on your iPod or something. So
yeah.
It's much easier. That's one of the greatest benefits of recording it. And then, of course, like I said, it gets into that subconscious. That's why the music is so important as well, because the music drives it straight into the subconscious, even if you're not paying attention or you're daydreaming or thinking about something else and you're like, oh, I don't even know if I listened to that. You know, you might even get to that point, but it doesn't matter because the music is getting it right straight to where it needs to be, which is your subconscious. And then, of course, the daily focus, just listening to it once a day. That sure beats the heck out of writing goals on a yellow legal pad and sticking it in a drawer and never looking at it again. You know, so anyway, that's kind of what it is. It takes all those elements that we know are important and kind of wraps them all together so that we are, you know, are going to be well on our way to reaching our goals.
That's fantastic. Well, I love how you mentioned clarity. I teach a lot of times that clarity is what creates confidence. You know, if you about, you know, if you're in a very, very dark hallway, maybe it's the middle of the night in your house and all the lights are off, there's no lights on, I'm sure you're not going to go running full bore down that hallway because you're probably going to bump in, you probably have fear, right? You have fear of bumping in the wall. You don't know where you're going. And so you're feeling it out and slowly moving across versus being a midday, you probably sprint across that hallway in no time at all. And I've noticed that too, is that you don't have that clarity. It just, you just don't have that amazing amount of confidence to move forward quickly and accomplish more in less time.
Exactly.
In fact, I think isn't it Mark Twain that says, it's been attributed to him. We don't know if it's actually true, but he said, I can get people what they want. I just can't find anybody who knows what they want.
That is true. I could probably say that myself in my business when I'm trying to help people with their life visions. They're like, I don't know what I want.
You're like, well, then you're never going to get it, or you're going to get this, that, right?
Yep, exactly.
That's great. And so, what are some of the results that you've seen? And give us an example of what that would sound like. I mean, obviously, this wouldn't be, you wouldn't be setting it to the Baroque music or anything like that.
Oh, okay, okay. You mean like read like what a life vision might sound for, like for your clients, I guess. You know, talking about something financial. So, let me read like one paragraph. And again, I mean, I'm only going to read one paragraph, but looking at this, I mean, my own financial and business life vision, honestly, is like 3 pages long. I mean, that's like, so that's a lot of clarity. But let me just read like a paragraph so people can kind of wrap their mind around this, okay? And again, just like what you said, Chris, this is normally it would have some music in the background and you'd be listening to your own voice, you know, saying this. But let's start with this.
Right.
Financially, I'm on top of it. I'm living a life filled with abundance and prosperity. And because I'm financially free, this allows me choice in my life. I base all of my financial decisions purely on value, and this allows me to make the best possible decisions for myself and my family. To increase my financial IQ, I hire a personal coach, financial coach, by April 1st. My coach supports me in becoming self-reliant and in making my own financial decisions. I work daily to increase my financial IQ by reading books and listening to audio programs from a variety of different authors. This gives me a well-rounded education and a variety of viewpoints. Being educated allows me to prosper in any economic situation because I know how to adapt quickly. Okay, and so then we could go into maybe a whole other paragraph, maybe on, you know, saving money or another. And again, the thing that's so different about this is, you know, people set goals, typically they're single sentences, you know, oh, I'm financially free, or I'm out of debt, or, you know, I save money. But this is really, I tell people, I go, the difference between affirmations and regular goal setting and life vision is that we think in terms of paragraphs rather than single sentences. So, you know, if someone's like, well, I want to talk about, you know, reducing my debt, then that would be a whole paragraph, okay, about specifically how does it make you feel? How are you going to do that? You know, I mean, all of that's in there. If they want to save money, instead of saying, you know, I save 10% of my income and that's it, they might say, okay, well, your brain can't really visualize 10% because that's not quite the real number. So instead of saying 10%, maybe it's I save, you know, $500 per month, and this is easily transferred from my, you know, Wells Fargo checking at the middle of the month into my Fidelity account. Okay, so all of a sudden it's much more clear and specific. And then when you listen to that, you might be like, oh, well, I better go to the bank and get that little, you know, automated transfer set up, or, you know, that kind of thing. And again, it's all about that action plan and being super crystal clear.
Yeah, that's powerful. I hope you listeners are, when you're listening to this, you realize just how much different that is. Because, I mean, the way that you just described that, you could have, some people would just say, I want to make $100,000. And at first it's I want to, which is means they're only going to want it. It's always going to be a state of wanting, never a state of ever attaining, right?
Right, yeah.
You know, secondly, it's like $100,000. Okay, well, why? What's so important about that? What would you do with that money if you got it? You know, do you really know what you would do and why you want that money? Or is it just because you want the money? Because if you just want the money, there's no purpose, likelihood is you're probably not going to attain it very easily. And so to be able to have that, and like you were saying, the specifics behind, here's how it's going to really show up. What it does, it creates an image or a vision. And this is why I think what you do, it trumps vision boards big time. Because for me, a vision board, like when I'm posting up a picture of somebody else, you know, or something.
I know, it's not even you.
Yeah, it's not even me first, you know. Like, so get a little personal. On my vision board at one point, I put up a picture of Daniel Craig. He's the current James Bond, right?
Oh, yeah.
The picture of him coming out of the ocean, you know, that, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. Of course I know that one.
Like, what woman doesn't know that one, right? So I wanted to find a guy that I thought, okay, who's kind of shorter, you know, like a Tom Cruise kind of guy, but, you know, that I think I could maybe have that kind of body or that kind of shape. And so I picked Daniel Craig. And I'm thinking, like, ooh, it'd be so good to have that and try to imagine what that'd be like. But then I'm like, I'm not Daniel Craig. That's not even me. It's an actor.
Well, here's what you need to do. You need to go get a picture of yourself and then Photoshop it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just, I don't know. Maybe it was a Speedo. Maybe that's what, just, I couldn't believe it, you know?
Yeah. That was your problem.
That was my problem. It was just the wrong image. But that's the kind of thing, like, for me, I've noticed that the most powerful things I've created in my life, they happen really quickly right after I can totally picture it. When I can see it, I can experience it and feel it, you know, taste it, you know, well, maybe taste it, but almost like be there in the experience. When I can image myself in that experience or having those things or being a certain way or doing certain things, it's guaranteed that I can go and accomplish it.
Yeah, and see, that's it. Yeah. That's the whole thing. I mean, the whole thing about Life Vision is to gear those details so that you can visualize it, because that's the key. I mean, if you can visualize it, it can actually be accomplished. But if you can't visualize it, you know, you haven't taken the time to crystallize that so clear in your mind, it's probably not going to happen.
That's right. It's much like what you hear with Napoleon Hill. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve, right?
Right, yeah.
And that's very true. And Ideal Life Vision is that vehicle, that tool to make that real. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what are some key tips you've noticed? Like, what's the difference between those that make this successful and those that don't?
Well, there's one thing right out of the gate that I know, and there's a lot of people that, you know, like listen to a call, even like this, and they're like, oh, that sounds good, I'm going to do it. The first reason people don't succeed is because they actually don't do it, okay? Just because you sign up for the program or whatever doesn't mean you're guaranteed. But I'll tell you, the people that actually do it, and I'll be really transparent on here, there are people that do it halfway that actually still get results, which is still pretty cool. I mean, they don't get all the results that they want, but I have people that are like, I mean, even today, even already this morning, I had a couple people say to me, you know what, I wrote my life vision, but I didn't record it, but I still had a few things happen. Just think what would have happened if I would have recorded it and actually did it. And the reason why that happens is we know that there's power in the clarity part, okay, of just, okay, here's what they want. They took the time. They wrote it down. They got pretty clear on that. So there is power in just writing and getting clear. But the addition of being able to focus on it on a daily basis and being able to visualize it daily, day in, day out, that's what compels you to take action. And so, when it comes down to why is it working, why isn't it, it's usually, you know, their commitment to doing it more long-term than just, you know, halfway or maybe not even finishing it. So here's another thing that comes up for some people. I mean, I have friends that have done this as long as I've been training it, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, that I mean, they have come a long, long, long way on that. But also you have to have the ability to know. I mean, it cracks me up. I honestly had a couple people over last weekend. I was in that event, and they said, oh, everything happened that I put in my life vision. So now what? And I'm like, write a new one. Record it. there's always the up-leveling and the changing. Sometimes it's because everything happened. Other times it's because we changed our mind. I mean, and we're allowed to do that. Some goals, we have 1 year, maybe we're like, not so much anymore. Like, I want to do something a little bit different. So it evolves. Our goals evolve. Sometimes they're accomplished, you know, that kind of thing. And so we have to learn, again, the people that it really works for, they're in for the long haul. And I'm not saying that they listen to it every single day without fail. They never miss. But it's a part of their life, meaning sometimes they may fall off the wagon, but even if they do, it's going to be short term. It's going to be a month or so. Then they're going to remember, oh, wow, you know, my life's kind of fallen apart because I'm not as focused and as clear as I used to be. So then they'll jump back on and rewrite it, re-record it, new goals, and then they take off again. So, I would say that's probably it.
I love that. So definitely consistency and taking action. A big part of it, and revising it as you start to accomplish it, like keep updating it, keep making it fresh and new, right?
Right.
That's great. Now, I'll tell you, let me share my experience, you know, while you share some of these people. You know, I first did Idealized Vision about a little over a year and a half ago when I did it with Ann. And what was fascinating is as I'm typing out, I was typing out my physical, the health part, right? And as I was typing it out, I said, okay, I really want to have good, consistent chiropractic care. And I remember typing that out, and it was about that same time, I felt my leg or my hip buzz, you know, where my phone was, right? And not my hip. My hips and legs don't normally buzz. It's a phone. So so anyways, I felt the vibration, but I was like, well, I'm not going to answer it. I'm focused. I'm trying to get this done. And I did that. You know, as I'm leaving Ann's house, and heading home, I go in and I check my messages, and lo and behold, the message that called, and I even had the timestamp, it was around 11:30 in the morning, that it was from a guy that I knew was a chiropractor local in the area, said, hey, Chris, I'd love to see if there's a deal I can work out to be able to provide you with some chiropractic care. Hmm. And so immediately, cool. I did a quick U-turn. I went right back. It was heavily snowing, so I stomped in a bunch of snow and walked up to Ann's door and knocked and said, and you'll never believe what just happened, like in the moment while I'm typing this out, even before I'm saying it, just while I'm typing it, this is already starting to happen. Like it was so amazing, so coincidental. And I've had that happen before. Even things that I didn't achieve in the first year, and even I left it off in the second year, I said, yeah, we'll see if I ever get that. You know, like I had a relationship that I was said we always have positive, optimistic conversations, but we weren't talking at all. And if we were, it wasn't very positive. And so it wasn't reality. But I'll tell you, just last month, that now finally became a reality, even though that's no longer my idealized vision. So it's amazing to kind of see how that's now starting to come to fruition. And I mean, even me public speaking, I remember at your house, Ann, I said that I was, you know, my ideal was to speak one time per week. Well, right now I've got a radio show easily where I speak one time a week, and most likely it's more speaking closer to about 4 or 5 times a week now.
Wow.
It's, you know, much, much different. Yeah. I would have never thought it was possible. I thought, oh, that'd be crazy to speak that much. But now I do. And now it's a normal part of my daily routine. Now I'm thinking, what would it be like to speak, you know, maybe not so much more often, but to these certain groups or to these kind of people or speak more often on this kind of stage or be able to speak to this many people. It's like it's so much more fun to be able to create more when what was ideal is no longer now becomes real, right?
Right. Yeah, it works good. I've had multiple people come up to me in the last few weeks, you know, and they've been, and the thing is most of them have been doing it 6 months to a year. I mean, I don't, again, there's this incubation period where usually it's about 60 to 90 days before you can actually kind of, imprint this onto your subconscious, kind of rewire those neural pathways. And it does take a little bit of time, because the first month or two, you're kind of rolling your eyes going, yeah, right, whatever, you know. But then after a while, you actually really start believing and going, yeah. And, you know, people 6 months to a year in it are just saying, wow, like, I cannot believe how well this is working.
Yeah.
So and it works for all areas. I mean, it works. Most people come to me because they want to, you know, make more money. But as other results they get are still relationships. I mean, I've had 57 clients get married using Life Vision. I mean, improving relationships, avoiding divorce, and really, you know, strengthening their relationships. Health and fitness, people have lost a lot of weight, gotten better shape, done marathons. I mean, you name it. Like, this is a tool. People, like, even like myself, have gone from being super shy, you know, to being able to get on a stage with, you know, a couple thousand people, where there's no way I would have done that before. So it's a really great tool to use for literally any area of your life.
I agree. Well, Anne, this has been awesome. I appreciate your time here. You know, tell our listeners, like, what if they want to really experience Ideal Life Vision, what's the best way they can go about doing that?
I have my website. It's ideallifevision.com. And it, you know, it talks about what it is, and you can go there, and I have, you can hook up with any of my coaches. I also certify coaches. They have specialties in all areas, from, you know, finances to, I mean, they can help you do any of that, health, fitness, relationships, or just Life Vision in general. I've got a bunch of certified coaches that do that. So I would recommend that. Also, if you want to, I will give you my personal email as well if you want to ask any further questions or find out a little bit more information about some of the coaches. My email is ann.webb at ideallifevision.com.
Awesome. Yeah, everybody, I definitely encourage you to do so. It's such an amazing tool. So simple. Yet it's just not something that you see people doing. And so I highly recommend that you make this a part of your lives, make this part of your morning routine, because I'll tell you, I do it when I exercise, and that's been the best time for me, because, man, be able to hear that voice and have that great start to a day, that's where the creation period begins, and then be able to work throughout that day and make that happen. I'll tell you, it makes a world of difference. So, Anne, thank you so much for your time. This has been fantastic.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. It's always great to chat with you, Chris, and you always provide such good, you know, information for your people and my people as well. So thank you.
Hey, you bet. And we're changing the world 1% at a time, right?
Yep.
That's right.
Hey, thank you.
You bet. Well, hey, everybody, thanks for your time today, and make sure you go make it a prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.